Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening for On Fire to Inspire. Our topic tonight is You Are God's Unique Treasure. And so I'm so excited about the topic and our guests returning to the platform. But before we jump into all of that, I want to thank our sponsors tonight. And our sponsors, we have some new sponsors coming on board, which is exciting. Praise God. I want to thank recording artist Eric Mayweather. And he is a traditional gospel singer with a jazz and smooth tone twist. So you can actually check out his music at ericmayweather.com, or you can get it on CD Baby under Eric Mayweather. So Eric Mayweather is and the title cut of his CD is Life Changing. And then we have 321 Stop Bullying, Speak Life and Show Love. Visit www.321stopbullying.com. We are available for speaking engagements, book discussions, mentoring sessions, and much, much more. Unique Expression by Design with Angeles Washington brings you custom ideas. She brings your custom ideas to life through t-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and anything that you need to be customized, she can take care of you. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Vincent Lynch also writes jingles, just as you heard. I wrote the words, he did the music for the intro and outro of Song 4, On Fire to Inspire. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs, from natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and whatever it is you need to take care of your beauty needs, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar can take care of that for you. Call today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that was 404-599-3712. And then finally, we have author evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And her books are available on all of your online book outlets. Her book is a live account of how God delivered her son from a 15-year addiction to alcoholism. So I tell you, God is a healer and a deliverer. And so that is a great testament of what God did for her son. And now he's actually turned around and he's helping others, mentor them through and helping them through the process. So thank you so much to each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. Thank you for sowing to this fruitful and fertile ground tonight. I can't talk. Fruitful and fertile ground tonight. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, it's only $25 for the entire month, and we will share with the world your brand, your service, your business. If you're interested, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. So again, tonight's topic, I'm telling you, we are so excited. The topic is You Are God's Unique Treasure, and you are unique, and you are powerful. And so many times people get it twisted, but don't get it twisted. You are what God says you are. And we want to welcome back to the On Fire to Inspire platform, Ms. Adija Gaddy. Welcome, 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 Minister Adija. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I am doing good this evening, for God is good. Today has been an awesome day. I've been able to get a lot of things done, so I'm doing good.
Amen, amen, amen. So I want you to welcome, I want you to introduce yourself, and we welcome you to the platform. I want you to introduce yourself to the guests who may be their first time listening, or they may have missed you when you visited us in the past. So can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure. My name is Adija Gaddy. You can reach me on Facebook, which is under ADIJA. Last name is GADDY. Also, I am over a ministry, which is called the Korea Ministry. We meet once a month, and pretty much we get together and empower women. Also, we talk about self-esteem and confidence and knowing who you are and loving yourself. Also, we pray Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. So we get up, we wake up, and we pray, and we give God glory. And we just give God everything that's due to him. And so that's pretty much who I am. I love the Lord. And look, I'm active in the kingdom of God. And so I'm just excited about doing the work of God.
Amen, amen. I tell you, I love the title, the topic, and it happened to be the title of the book that the Lord allowed you to pen. But what does the topic itself mean to you?
When I think about you are God's unique treasure, and I can get very personal about this title, because when I think about this title, I think about you're valuable, you're powerful, you're original, you're special, you're peculiar, you're loved, you're royalty. And when I think about all of those things, because there was a time in my life where I felt like trash. And so God had to take me through a season to experience who he was and to know who I am. And I had to find out, you know, my value, my worth. And so God had to show me all of those things. So when I think about you are a unique treasure, you are created in God's image, you are set apart for his work, you're special, and there is no one like you. God has something uniquely made for you, and he has something for you to do. Amen.
Amen, amen. So tell me this, you know, you oversee and help with the women's ministry, you know, once a month. What are some of the things that you're encountering with some of the people that are currently in the place that God delivers you from? What do you think that hindering them or making them feel like they're not that unique treasure, or they've lost it, or, you know, what are some of the things that you think has allow them to stop seeing themselves the way he called them to be?
Well, most of all, relationships. Because oftentimes some women can get into, like, toxic relationships, and they look for a man, or they look for someone to esteem or validate them. And so when they go through that season, they are trying to find themselves through a man. And so mainly when I encounter women, we talk about, you know, loving yourself and always seeing who God see who you are or whatever, and how it's so important to take that moment out and to date yourself, to really get to know who you are, get to know the reason why God put you on earth. You know, he put you here for a reason. He didn't just put you on earth to be with in a relationship or to find your value to a man. God has put everyone on earth to be able to do something. Amen. And so when we encounter things like that, we just pretty much talk about knowing your worth and everything, just knowing who you are. Take the time out. And love yourself. Take a moment and get to know who you are.
You know, I think so many people lose sight because they don't get the time to, get to know everybody else, but they don't take the time to get to know themselves. You know, you may not be that same person that you were when you got married at 22, or that same person that was in that career for 20 years. You're not that same person. So it's time for you. One of my friends in the speaking arena, Ciccone Prince, said his thing is to reintroduce you to yourself. And I love that. I love that because, you know, many times we lose sight of who we are, and really it hurts no one but you, because if you don't know who you are and where you're going, anyone can tell you anything and take you anywhere. Do you agree with that statement?
I do agree with that. That is so true. And when you said that it's so important that we don't lose sight of who we are, that is so true, because, like I said, for a long time I was in a relationship and I literally did not know who I was, and I was trying to find myself through this relationship, through, and not just one relationship, just through all the relationships that I was in. I was trying to find myself because I never was taught, you know, look to God for your identity. You know, you look out into the world and you try to fit this mold, or you try to portray to be someone. And so it was not until I started really getting to know God and spending time with the Lord to where I had to find out, you know, who I was, and to know my value and to know my worth. So it is very important that we take that time out and that we don't lose ourselves. And if we don't know who we are, we still have time to find out who we are in God. We really have time.
I agree. Today the Lord was placing some things upon my heart, and he said some people need to know that they're beautiful, men and women. And, you know, of course the men, they're handsome, but they need to know how beautiful and how handcrafted they are and how they're amazing despite the current circumstance. So one of the things that I posted on Facebook was, has anyone told you how amazing you are today? And then I went on and said, you're amazing, you're unique, you're wonderful. And then I hashtagged with made in his image, and then hashtag you are because he is. And so the Lord had that so in my spirit. And because people are so visual, I went and found the scripture, Psalms 139:14, and in King James Version read, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth well, right? Well, so I found the an image that went with that and posted all of that in there. And so many people have been like, you know what, that blessed. So just walking in obedience and helping people understand that, hey, regardless of your current situation, your happenings does not dictate your happiness. Your joy is not contingent upon your situation. It's not predicated upon what you're currently going through. Understand that your identity is found in Christ and not in a circumstance, situation, or person.
Oh, that is so true. That's so true. Oh, my God, that's so true. And a lot of times, and it's so important that we do stress that. And the reason why I say that is because even when I was going through so many situations and relationships, when people would mistreat me, I would literally feel like I was not worthy. You know, I would feel like I'm not special or I'm not beautiful just because of their mistreatment. And we have to understand, just because someone mistreats you doesn't mean that you're not beautiful, doesn't mean that you're not special. And we have to be reminded that hurting people hurt people. So they may be going through a situation, and they may be hurt on the inside, but that does not mean that you're not special. That does not mean that you don't have no value or you don't have anything to your life that you can add to someone, you know? And so it's so important that we really highlight that we are beautiful, we are special, and that God created us in his image and in his likeness. And not only that he created us in his image and his likeness, but he said, look, I'm creating you for a great purpose too. So he said, look, I'm going to make you like you. I'm going to make you like me. I'm going to form you in my image, and then I'm going to create you to do a great purpose for my glory. And so it's so important that we know that we have something to do in this world. We still have hope. Our life is not over just because someone walked out of our lives or just because someone left us at a broken state. Our life is not over. that's when you say, you know what, my life is just beginning. You know why? Because you may have looked in that relationship trying to find something, but now God is saying, look, I'm going to take those broken pieces and I'm going to mold and shape you, and I'm going to truly show you what you're made of. I'm going to show you what you're made of.
And then if you allow him to, if you allow yourself to be transparent and you allow him to work through you and use you, there'll be so many people who thought they couldn't make it through that can, that says, you know what? Oh my God, if he brought him through it or he brought her through it, then I know he can bring me through it. You know, many times I say, if he brought you to it, he'll definitely bring you through it. There is nothing that he has not brought you to understand. You got to understand the totality of it. When we were talking about the solar eclipse last week, and the Lord really placed upon my heart, when you understand the totality of his goodness, the totality of who he is, then you don't allow situations or circumstances to dictate nothing in your life. And so therefore you see yourself as that treasure, because I look at it like this: how can a worthy God that is all knowing, that is omnipotent, that is all that he is, create anything unworthy? He can't. He can't, because we were made in his image. So how can he create anything worthless? He can't.
Oh, wow. He an awesome God.
Ain't he awesome?
Yes.
Ain't he
yes.
awesome? And, you know, I remember as I was moving, closer to accepting my walk in Christ and walking in this purpose-driven life, and he said, I need you to submerge yourself in me. And I'm saying, Lord,
ooh,
what? He said, submerge yourself in me, which means get to know me in depth. That thing, you know, you when you're trying to date somebody or whatever, you're trying to get to know that person intimately. He said, but get to know me intimately like that. He said, I know your thoughts. I know everything about you. I know every hair on your head. But do you know me intimately? See, there's a difference between religion and relationship. Do you know him? Because once you understand who he is and he show you who he truly is, then you can't miss understanding. There's no misunderstanding. You can't miss it. Understanding who you are and the treasure that he's birthed on the inside of you. You can't miss it. It's impossible. Impossible. Don't you agree?
I agree. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I tell you, it's been beautiful. We're coming up on in about 3 more months. Not even three months. In about 2.5 more months, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary of On Fire to Inspire. And when the Lord originally told me to do this, I was like, Lord, I don't know nothing about radio. I don't know this. I don't know that. And he said, all I need you to do is be obedient. And I know when I released the book came out about 7 months before the radio show. And I kept telling the Lord who I was. You know, well, Lord, I'm a children's author, and I'm a this and I'm a that. He said, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And then finally, the thing that, say, I just said, okay, Lord, I hear you. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. There are too many lives tied into your obedience. And as I've gone to different places and spoken, or, you know, even with the show, people reach out to me and they were like, oh my God, before, you know, the Lord placed you in my life, or before I met you, I was suicidal. I was this, I was that. And so I just give God praise for, you know, walking in obedience. It's not me, it's him. And I'm just a tool. I'm just a vessel. And I tell people all the time, On Fire to Inspire is his show. I'm just a mouthpiece that he's chosen in this hour. And so you just got to understand that you are his own unique treasure. There's someone that you can reach because that's your story. I can't reach them because that's not my story. I can sympathize. I can pray for them. But your story matches up with theirs, and they'll listen to you, and you can grab them and bring them into the kingdom of God for him to get the glory. But it's all about being obedient. It's all about understanding who you are, what your what your worth is. Because, like, again, I say, he cannot be a worthy God and create nothing worthless. He can't. That's not in and of himself. He can't do that.
I agree. I truly agree. And like we were saying earlier, is that when it's so much going on, like, in the world today, where people
mm-hmm.
are looking for so many things to esteem them. They're looking
mm-hmm.
in social media. You got
mm-hmm.
Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram. You're looking for all of these sources and so many things to give you your identity or to validate you or to give you your worth and all of that. And it's
mm-hmm.
so important that we, like you said, do that soul searching. Really
mm-hmm.
take that time out and say, you know what, I want to know more, the reason why I'm here. I just believe
mm-hmm.
that, like, God don't create, like you said, he don't create mess.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we may go through situations and we may experience hurts and pains and everything like that, we have to understand that God do not create mess. And if
mm-hmm.
there is mess in our lives, he can make that mess. He can turn that trash and make it out to be treasure. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm reminded you may be small in the eyes of people, but you're big in the eyes of God. And so
mm-hmm.
you may be little, you know, you may be little to someone, but God thinks you big and he has something great and special for you. And so that's why I say it's so important that we take that time out throughout the day, you know, meditate on his word. Spend time
mm-hmm.
with him and really get to know him, because he will show you, you know, your value and your worth and everything. He will. So we have
right.
to take that time out. And sometimes we get busy. To be honest,
mm-hmm.
we get so busy in our day and we don't have time for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to slow down and make that time out and really seek him. You know, seek him.
Right.
The Bible even says that as we draw near to him, he will draw
mm-hmm.
near to us. So that lets us know that as we draw near to him, as we seeking, God will draw near to us. And he will begin to show us. He will reveal those things if we ask mm-hmm. him and if we seek in him.
I agree. I definitely agree. Wholeheartedly agree. So as you are penning the book, You Are God's Own Treasure, what led to that?
Oh, wow. To be honest, going through so many, I think just experiencing so many heartbreak, going through so many relationships where not necessarily I can, now after you start really learning everything and God starts showing you the reason why you had to go through those things,
mm-hmm.
but to pinpoint those things, going through like a broken relationship and losing loved ones and all of those things, I had to come to myself. I had
mm-hmm.
to literally come to myself, like start really asking God, why do I feel empty? You know, or why do I feel like when I don't have a man, I don't feel like I'm valuable? You know, if I don't have a relationship, why don't I feel like I'm special? And so
mm-hmm.
I had to ask those questions, me being single, so asking those questions like, why do I feel worthless when I don't have it? Because oftentimes we paint this picture, and especially in the church and just around us, we paint this picture like if you're not married or if you don't have a relationship, you ain't valuable. And
mm-hmm.
so you start questioning, like, well, I ain't been married or I haven't been in a relationship. What's wrong with me? You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
start looking and you start doing those deep thoughts and you start looking within. You start doing deep looks within and you start saying, you know, well, why? You know, why? And God will start showing you, you know, is that because you've been looking all along for everybody to give you something that only I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
only get it in the presence of God. And a lot of
mm-hmm.
times we're looking for everything in a relationship, contentment, happiness, satisfaction, joy, peace, all of these things, unconditional love. Man will fail you. Man are like the grass. They wither. But God's love, it remains. You know, he don't change. He remains. He stays the same. And so God mm-hmm. had to show me, you putting so much high expectation on people, you have to mm-hmm. lower your expectation on people and put it on me and know that I will not fail you. You're looking for love in all the wrong places when everything mm-hmm. that you really need is in my presence. It's in that time, mm-hmm. that quality time of taking that time out and saying, you know what, God, who am I? You know, and you will find mm-hmm. that love. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've found that, as you were saying, you know, when people are in those bad relationships, those toxic relationships, they're in it because they're needing validation from someone that don't even deserve them. And so I remember I was speaking to a young lady, and the Lord said, tell her no validation needed. He said, tell her that she's already been validated. I've already validated her. And I was like, okay, Lord. But you know, you're looking for validation from what? From someone that don't even know who they are? How in the world can they know who you are? How can they understand that you're a priceless jewel? You're a priceless gem. Mm. And they have no clue who they are. So how can they tell you who you are? And you sit and listen to it? Absolutely not. Reject. So, you know, I was talking to a teenager. I was kind of mentoring one day, and I said, when someone says something to you that does not agree with your spirit and does not line up with the word of God or what God has told you that you are, or what even your parents have told you that you are, because you have loving parents, I said, you do this. I said, in your mind, you take the spiritual reject stamp. And you just put a reject stamp on it. You just say reject, and you reject that, and you don't allow that to come into your spirit. You don't even allow it to even be entertained in your ear gates. You heard it, but you throw it out just as fast as you heard it. And she was like, okay, thank you, you know. But no, you got to understand that you are a treasure, that you are. You've already been validated. You already made complete. You are already complete in him. And so once you understand your full identity, then again, going back to that word totality, you understand the totality of who he's created you to be and how wonderful he is.
Yes, that's true. And you know what? Another thing God was like, and not necessarily where the person broke your heart. Sometimes God will get you to the point where he say, you know what, stop blaming everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Stop blaming everybody for a lack of something that you don't feel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not their responsibility to give you something. And so mm-hmm. when you stop placing your identity in people and you start realizing that they can't give it to you, only God can, God will mm-hmm. show you. Stop blaming all of your failures or all of your insecurities and all mm-hmm. of those issues on relationships. Oh, well, they left me. Oh, they broke me. You have to stop, you know what I'm saying, do a self-evaluation and say, you know what, God, heal me. You know, mm-hmm. I, you know, heal me. Help me to be able to see who I am through your word. Help me mm-hmm. to know who I am. And that will really, really help with finding mm-hmm. Your identity in Christ.
I agree. Definitely agree with that one. Yes. Show me me. Show me me.
That don't
Show
feel
me
good.
Me.
Sometimes that does not feel good, because you can say, you know what, show me me, and woo, it hurts, because mm-hmm. we want to blame everybody. We want to say, okay, well, it's their fault. This is the reason mm-hmm. why I'm struggling with this issue. No, mm-hmm. we place so much on people, and then that's why we never change. You know, we mm-hmm. never grow and develop or move past situations because we place in so much of a blame on someone else. But when you go through that stage where you like, show me me, it can hurt. Mm-hmm. But how many know that when you're going through a growing pains. It don't feel good, but God is developing you. He's maturing you. He's putting you together. He's molding. He's shaping you. And it don't feel good, but just know at the end of the road, at the end of the process, you will see, you know what, God was just trying to show you your worth, to show you, you know, who you are so that you can be able to do all that what he has called you to do and
mm-hmm.
know that you are purposeful.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And, you know, when we were talking about being complete in him, and that goes back to Colossians, the New King James Version, Colossians 2 and 10 says, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. So if you're already complete in him, why are you looking for somebody who's incomplete to complete you? That don't even make mathematical sense. You know what I'm saying? It makes no mathematical sense. But it's awesome. And then the New Living Translation reads, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. So you already been made complete because you've united with him. And so your oneness with him has made you complete. So you've been completed. You've been validated. No validation needed. You know how you buy something at the store and it says no assembly required? No validation mm-hmm. needed, just like no assembly required, because you've already been assembled, completed, and validated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So as you've worked with the different people, because I know a lot of times you're working with women, have you encountered some of these type situation with the men as well?
I have not. I mainly work with women.
Mm-hmm.
Because mainly, well, I'm not going to say mainly, but some women, we deal with those issues, and a lot of times we don't want to talk about it. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that God is pushing me into that
mm-hmm.
place for talking about, you know, overcoming insecurities. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
we want to look like we got it all together. We got this mask
mm-hmm.
on, and
mm-hmm.
we don't want to share our flaws. You know,
mm-hmm.
share some of the issues that we struggle with or the things that we did struggle with. And so
mm-hmm.
mainly God has me talking to women, you know,
mm-hmm.
with teaching them to be original, to be
mm-hmm.
whoever, you know, God has called you to be. So mainly that's why the platform that God has kind of placed me around is women. As a right
gotcha. Yes, as of right now, because that's you know, I really never really knew who I was being called to. I just knew I was going to walk in obedience. And so during one portion of the walk, it was like it started out women, and then it got to be a little bit with men, and then a little bit of both. But at one point, I was just, you know, men were reaching out to me, and the Lord was using the foolish things to confound the wise. And so I'm you know, doing prayers through Facebook chats and stuff for men. And at one point, it was just ministers, leaders, and pastors that the Lord was having me pray over and pray for. And I was like, wow, God, what is this? I don't operate in no titles. I don't do. He said, it's because of your heart. It's not because you have a title. It's because of what I've called you to be, and you're doing it without a title. So I'm like, okay, Lord. So you got to understand your identity, and it can't be caught up in no title either. Because, see, sometimes people get that twisted. You know, we get the job, you know, we get the jobs, and then we lose the jobs. And, oh, gosh, you know, you start falling apart. No. Not so. Not so. God ain't called you to be, you know, president of this company or whatever, and then you lose that and you lose yourself. No. Why? Why? He's called you to more because he's already caused you to prosper. Prosper in what? In everything that concerns you? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So you are God's unique treasure. That particular book, is it catered to the women or is anyone could actually read it and just read it?
Anyone can read it. It is catered to the women, but anyone can actually read it because it has scriptures based on knowing your identity all throughout the book.
Mm-hmm.
and which is God's word. And so it's pretty much to, like, minister those who, like, been broken. I believe that this book is like a ministering tool. It's not just an original book where it's like, okay, just read it. It's a book if you have been broken, and if you are at a place of brokenness and you're looking and you're trying to find yourself, this book is a good tool to kind of read it and say, you know what, okay, God does have a plan for my life, and that no matter whatever I have experienced, God can use it, you know, and use it for his glory. And so it really goes in depth. I'm very transparent in the book because I believe that if you open up and you let people know, hey, I don't have it all together, I'm still finding my way, you know, I'm still seeking and searching the Lord, people can relate and realize, okay, you know, she may be beautiful, but hey, she still struggled, you know. And so it's really, really deep. So it's good towards those who have been broken and those who are lost and they don't know their way and they're trying to find their identity in God.
Okay, okay. And how would they go about getting the book?
They can go about getting the book. You can go onto the website, which is www.peculiarministries.org, and you can go on there, click the tab to purchase, and you can purchase the book online.
Okay, okay. And you were giving us your contact information earlier. How do we reach out to you?
So you can reach out. You can go on to Facebook, which is under Adesia Gaddy, or you can send an email, which is Peculiar Ministries Contact at gmail.com, or you can reach me at 314-201-5365.
You have a business page for Peculiar Ministries?
Yes, under Peculiar Ministries. It's under Facebook as well.
Okay. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So do you have any upcoming events?
Yes, I do, actually, and I'm excited about it. We are having a prayer sleepover, which is on September the 29th. I am so excited. This will be my first time doing a prayer sleepover. It will be from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m., and we will have breakfast, we'll have lunch and all of those things, and so I'm excited. It's going to be really good.
Amen. And that is so exciting to be able to understand your identity after so long, you know, being in toxic relationships for so long and, you know, kind of being in that wandering, you know, the wilderness portion. But now you're like, oh, gosh, now I see the path. The pathway is clear. The clarity is here. And I'm now walking in that thing.
Amen. Yes.
So, Adesia, are you working on any upcoming projects?
As of right now, no, just having the events and we're doing prayer Monday through Friday. But as of right now, I'm not working on any projects.
Okay, okay. Well, I tell you, it's so exciting to, you know, be able to have you back on here and you sharing in your gifts and talents with us, because it's powerful to be able to talk to someone that's walk the walk and they're transparent about their walk, you know, to help others. because there's so many people that are walking around and you look at them and you just think, oh, they are so beautiful. They just have it all together. And inside, they just bleed now. You know, they're just, they're torn, they're broken. And I've seen so many women and men. The women just seem to wear it real well. You know, they put the makeup on. They have their hair just perfect, in place, nothing out of place. But then when you talk to them And when you get past that exterior and you start just pulling back the layers, it's like, my God, you know, it's just, it's something. But it's a whole nother thing to be able to allow God to use you and you be able to pull back those layers and say, let me tell you something. You don't have to put on a front for me. You can be you. You can be free. And, you know, and you can just live, because that's what God is calling you to do. He's calling you to live. He's not calling you to be someone's doorstep or doormat. He's not calling you to live in fear. He's not calling you to be second-guessing yourself. But he's calling you to prosper. He's calling you to be that light in the earth. Now, when you understand that that's who you, that unique treasure in you is a treasure for the masses, for the world, man, now you're understanding it. Now you got it. You agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. And I just want to make a comment that mm-hmm. when you said, oh, my God, as far as like the exterior, like where you looking so bright, everything mm-hmm. is all together. And a long mm-hmm. time, I was able to hide behind a mask, you know, mm-hmm. until I started realizing that I was bleeding on the inside, literally mm-hmm. just bleeding on the inside where I'm looking, you know. Well, people probably be like, well, why she struggle with insecurities, or why she struggling with low self-esteem, or why she don't know her value or know who she is. She was very attractive. But then God will start, you know, getting you by yourself. He'll start removing mm-hmm. the crowds and removing people. And he'll mm-hmm. allow you to look into the mirror so that you'll be able to see who you are. Mm-hmm. And so then that's yes. when God was just saying, you know what, look within mm-hmm. and, you know, and see. And I was able to let God know those vulnerable parts of me, saying, okay, this mm-hmm. is not done, God. I need you to heal me in this area. I need you mm-hmm. to, you know, mend me and fix me over here. And it's okay mm-hmm. to be real with God. And the reason mm-hmm. why I'm saying that is because God is not like people where people make and share your business. God is mm-hmm. so awesome that he will literally keep it, you know, to himself and begin to work behind the scenes. And so mm-hmm. it's so important that we lean and cling on God and make him our best friend, because he mm-hmm. will not let everybody know our issues. He'll say, you know what, daughter, son, I will deal with you right where you are. I love you exactly the way you are. And though they forsake you, and though they left you feeling like you was anything, yet I'm going to pull you together, and I'm going to make you out to be something. Hallelujah. Like how you said, God will choose mm-hmm. the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And so he mm-hmm. will pick up those things and say, you know what, there's something great in you. There's something great mm-hmm. in you. And so I just want to encourage someone, you know, please take that time out. Let God know those vulnerable parts. It's okay to say, you know what, I don't have it all together. It's okay mm-hmm. to say, you know what, God, strip away the mask. Strip away everything. Mm-hmm. I don't have mm-hmm. it together, but I need you. I need mm-hmm. you in my life.
Mm-hmm. Girl, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I tell you, that right there, that is the real deal. Holy feels for real, you know, to understand that you're saying, you know what, God, enough of the mask, enough of the facade. I just need to just take all this off and just let you be you and do your perfect will, you know, because your promise shall be perfected and everything shall be as you plan. Let's talk about real quickly, because what I do see as well is people jump from toxic relationship to toxic relationship. They're not healed. They're still broken, but they're allowing themselves to enter something else, knowing that they're not quite ready. What do you see with that? Because I know you see that quite often. Let's expound upon that.
Oh, absolutely. And I always try to take myself, you know, and make it as an example, is mm-hmm. that, you know, plenty of times, you know, like I was literally going from relationship to relationship, like I said, trying to find my identity or trying to find my worth through these relationships. Mm-hmm. And so as I reiterate, God had to get me by myself and allow me to be able to see who I was. And so it's so important that we take that moment to stop and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by take that moment, stop and breathe? Gather yourself. Hallelujah. Because believe it or not, when you're going from relationship to relationship, your spirit is over there. Your soul is over there. You know, just like the woman at the well, he said, look, you have five husbands. Her spirit was everywhere. But yet she was still dry. Yet she was still thirsty. Yet she still needed something. She was still looking for something. And the only person was able to complete that thirst was Jesus. And so what I would say is stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. It's okay to look like, you know, you don't have it all together. Because basically when people go into a whole nother relationship, you know, you want to make it seem like it's all well, I'm over that relationship, I got it together, I move forward, but yet you sublead it. And so it's so important that we stop and breathe. We stop and breathe. What do I mean? Get rest from the Lord. God said, all those who are heavy laden and burdened, take my yoke. He said, my yoke is easy and light, and I will give you rest. So that means that you give the burdens, those things that's weighing you down, those things that got you feeling like, you know what, life is over because you're broken. That's the time where you say, you know, God, I need you like never before. And one thing I can say, that a diamond, I'm going to tell you, a diamond can shine. When it shines brightly through the storms of life, that lets you know that you have something valuable. You know, a diamond can shine through the storms of life. Amen. And so it's so important that we allow God to give us rest. We allow God to restore. We allow God to give us peace. And we give those burdens. We give our issues. We give our, you know, all of those things, our emotions. Because a lot of times you can be just emotionally messed up, you know. And you carry in that relationship into someone else, and then they broken, and you broken. And then so it's just going to keep going on and on because both of you guys are broken and nobody is fixed. And then you hurt that person and go into a whole nother relationship. So that's why I say stop and breathe and allow God to heal and restore. And it's okay not to look like you have it all together. It's okay.
I agree. Because one of the things that you seem to, what I've noticed with some of the, you know, the people that I've spoken with, and they go from relationship to relationship and they're not ready, it seems like they're a magnet for the same type of mess. So it's like because they're broken, that brokenness attracts the other broken person. And so that brokenness, two messes can't make a whole. So, you know, it's just, it's a mess. And it becomes more and more toxic as it progresses, but because you're afraid to be alone, you just deal with it. And so I see that a lot. I see it with some men, but I see it more so in women. The men will talk to me to a certain degree like that, but the women will, you know, they feel they will actually let their hair down, so to speak, more. And I do see that. But what I say is just seek God for that everything that you're feeling empty. He will fill that void. He will fill that place that you feel like somebody needs to be in to build you up. He said, let me do it. Let me build you up. Let me love on you. Let me breathe life back into you. Let me resuscitate you. It is I that you need anyway. It is I that you need anyway. Just like you said that, you know, that woman was needing to quench her thirst. That thirst can only be quenched by him. But you got to understand that. You got to understand it. That only he can feel all that you feel like you're void of. And so it's a wonderful thing when you move from religion to relationship. Because like I tell people all the time, I said I was religious and didn't even know it. But when I realized, when I moved into that place of relationship, it's nothing like it. Nothing like it. You know, nothing like it. Ain't nothing like being wooed by your father. You know, waking up with a song in your spirit every morning and being able, he's serenading you. And you can turn around and serenade him back. There's nothing like our father. But you got to understand that good treasure that he's placed on the inside of you for you to be able to understand your own value. You are valuable. You are unique. You are set apart because he's chosen you.
Yes. Yes. And I want to make a comment about that as far as really, you know, having that relationship with God and coming out of religion is so important, you know, because that's when God can get down on the inside and do the healing. When you think about religion, you think about just the external, but we want God to deal with the internal, you know. You know, religion deal with just the rules and the regulations, the outer things, but when you think about relationship, you think about God going deep within. And then also I want to comment as far as that the road is not easy. You know, anytime you experience something like very traumatic or, you know, painful, the road is not easy. You will go through those tears. But understand that in the midst of tears, there is healing taking place. God is molding. God is shaping. He's putting you back together. He's showing you things that you weren't even aware of. And I can be honest and very transparent. If I did not go through a lot of the situations that I went through, I would not know anything, my worth and value. I wouldn't have been able to do peculiar ministries, you know, doing the purpose of whatever God has called me to do. And so that's the reason why I'm encouraging you to know that there is purpose on the inside of you. And though it get rough, don't stop in the middle. Know that you have to continue to go through this process, this healing process. And in that healing process, it may be tears, but know that there's tears and it's molding and it's shaping and putting you back together.
Thank you, Lord. I tell you, you know, like I said, back at Colossians 2:10, he said, you are complete in him. And so one of the things my apostle, Pastor Zoe Leggett, says all the time is, I need you to see it before you see it. So see yourself complete. Even if you feel empty and you still feel like there's something missing, there's something lacking, see yourself complete. See the finished work that he's already begun. He's going to complete it. But you got to see it before you see it. When I say that, you be intentional about seeing, you be intentional about seeing your life the way that he's placed in you, that it's going to be. See it before you see it. I promise you, he can't fail you. He won't fail you. His promises are yea and amen. And just like Minister Adija said, he won't fail you. And he will do everything that he said he's going to do.
Yeah. One of my favorite scriptures, one of the core scriptures of Peculiar Ministries, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, thy special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And so though you may go through a dark situation, know that God will bring you to his wonderful light. Amen. And know that you are special. You are his God's possession. You are God's special possession. And so that means that God has something great in store for you, and you're going to go through the dark times, but just know that there will be light in your situation.
Yes, I agree. I agree. You know, God is so faithful. And there is a piece, the very first piece in On Fire to Inspire, in the book as well as the audio CD. And as the Lord would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to empower, encourage, and uplift, he gave me this piece called The Chosen One. And he said, when I started sharing it with people, he said, tell them they've been chosen. But he said, tell them also that when they hear this piece, that they no longer hear Aaliyah. They hear my voice speaking directly to them, speaking directly to their spirit. And I'm like, okay, God. He said, but if you're in their presence, they got to close their eyes, because if they see you, they'll hear you. But if they close their eyes, they can hear me. And I said, okay, God. And he said, and even if they're on the phone or if they're somewhere where they can close their eyes, it'll make it more intimate, and that more, that intimacy of me speaking directly to them. So I want to share this with you, Mr. Adesha, and as well as those who are listening, whether they're listening live, listening via the internet, or they're listening on the recording. The piece is called The Chosen One. And again, you no longer hear Miss On Fire to Inspire Aaliyah. You now hear the Lord speaking directly to you. So close your eyes and here we go. You are my chosen one. Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you so much that I chose you. You are an heir to my throne. You have so much in you that I want to bring forth. Speak life, live life, and make it happen. Why? Because you, now I want you to point to yourself, are my chosen one. Now before you open your eyes, I want you to breathe in, and I'm going to count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth. And understand that there is a purpose, there's a plan, because you've been chosen. You are his unique treasure. Now, Minister Adesha, tell me how you're feeling after you've heard and been reminded you've been chosen.
Amen. Amen. You know what, I feel very encouraged that it's not over. You know, it's not over. If God began a good work in me and in you, he will bring it out to a full completion. So it's not over. God still has something great in store for you. You may feel like you're at the end of the rope, but it is not over. So I just feel encouraged on tonight that it's not over.
It's not over. And you know, many times I love to ask people how they feel after they hear that piece, because I get so many different variations. And I've said it for people, different ethnicities, all age groups. And I had this one older Caucasian lady, and she was like, oh my God, I feel like you wrote that just for me. And she had tears in her eyes. She said, you don't know how badly I needed this. And so it just blessed me that it blessed her like that, because, again, I was just the vessel that he chose to use. It was not me in and of myself. And so I just give God glory, you know, because it blesses me to be able to even share it. You know, every time I share it, it's like, wow, God, you are so amazing. So you know what, Minister Adesha, we're going to do this real quick, because I know you have many, many things going on yourself. But I want to open the phone lines and see if anyone wants to share how they feel after they heard that they've been chosen. What do you think about that?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. So press 1 if you're listening live on the radio show, if you're listening via the phone. If you dial 929-477-2178, press 1. We want to hear how you feel after you heard that you've been chosen. You already know you've been chosen, but just that reminder that you've been chosen. And if you're listening by internet, you have to dial in. So that number again is 929-477-2178. I've gotten all kinds of stuff from I feel relieved. There were some people that were burdened prior to. They were holding on to some things that God said, you were never supposed to carry that. That was for me anyway. And so they felt like that weight had been lifted. Another lady said, oh my God, I'm so peaceful. You know, so there's so many different things that I've heard, you know, and it just encourages you as you hear others share how the Lord blessed them through something he gave you. It's such a blessing, such a blessing. And, you know, every now and then they get a little nervous and shy. So they may or may not press 1, but if you wanted to share how that the chosen one impacted you or how you felt after hearing that, press one and we'll take your comment. But Minister Khadijah, I want Adijah, I keep calling you Khadijah, girl. Minister Adijah, I want you to share again your website, how they can follow you on social media, and how they can get the book, Your God's Unique Treasure.
Okay. And then also, I'm going to just go over, like, the little content so they can kind of know a little bit inside of the book.
Perfect.
So in the chapter one is talking about, like, the definition of a treasure. I'm going to make it real brief. And then it's talking about you are unique and how you are special to God and there is no one like you. Then it also talks about hidden treasure, how you may be small in the eyes of people, but you are significant in the eyes of God. Then in chapter two, it breaks down about knowing your identity and knowing your worth. And then chapter three is pretty much talking about, like, dealing with the insecurities, low self-esteem, and dealing with jealousy and the envy, and stop competing and comparing and being able to just accept who you are. And then it goes on in chapter four, like dealing with man's opinion or God's approval, love and value yourself. And then in chapter five, it talks about be original. You are not a duplicate. Be who God calls you to be. Then it talks about you are called to a special purpose. You are set apart for God's purpose. And then it talks about in chapter seven, stay in your own lane. God has great things for you to do. And so it's really good. You can meet me. You can order the book online. You can go to PeculiarMinistries.org, or you can go on to Facebook as well and inbox me. And so that's how you can be able to order the book online.
Okay.
Which is
great.
Under Adijah Getty.
Okay. Perfect. And spell Adijah for him.
It's A-D-I-J-A, and last name is G-A-D-D-Y. And then to go on to the website, it's PeculiarMinistries.org. That's how you can get to the website.
Perfect, perfect, and perfect. Well, woman of God, we truly, truly have enjoyed you tonight. We thank God for you blessing us with your presence and just going in and sharing and reminding everyone that they are God's own unique treasure. And so we give God praise for you tonight, and we speak blessings over your life and over your ministries. And you hear me say trees, and your books to come, as well as the one that is out now.
Amen. I received that.
Amen. Well, we will hopefully hear from you soon of some upcoming adventures and ventures that you'll be doing.
You sure will. You know I will. And a bird.
All right. Well, thank you so very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. Guys, if you missed any of You Are God's Unique Treasure interview with the Minister Adijah Getty, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. Also, if you have friends and family that just need to be reminded that they are God's unique treasure, go ahead and share the replay with them shortly. It'll be available within the next 5 minutes of ending the show. If you're interested in being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, we're still doing the sponsorship package of only $25 for the entire month. We share you weekly on the show as well as all of our social media outlets, and just trying to help you brand yourself, help people know your brand, know your name, know who you are, because it's all about helping each other. When people understand that it's not about always receiving but about giving, then they'll understand that that's the bigger picture. Sowing and giving, you know, so that's why my sponsorship package is so cheap. So $25 for the entire month. I announce your brand. I share the information. And if you're interested, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. Also, On Fire to Inspire comes in a book. It's available on ebook, paperback, as well as audiobook. you're interested in an audiobook, you will have to email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We can get that over to you. We do have On Fire to Inspire bling t-shirts available for the women. And men, we will have some things coming out for you real, real soon. So keep your eyes and ears open. Let's see, what are some of the upcoming events coming up? September 19th, there will be a Family and Friends Day at Kingdom International Ministries. It will be an outdoor block party ministry with different ministries that's in the Conyers area. Everybody getting together and fellowshipping from different churches. Again, it will be an outdoor event September 19th at 7 p.m. The address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G as in George. That date, and I said the wrong date, is September 16th, that Saturday. Saturday, September 16th, 7 p.m. It is an outdoor event at 1303 Parker Road. And so there will be multiple ministries, I think 3 to 4 churches, just getting together and just fellowshipping outside, enjoying God, worshiping together, because it's not about what church you belong to, serving that one God, because we are all His. And so we just give God praise and glory. And I thank God for Lee and Lee Productions. Had an opportunity to be the MC, co-MC, and co-host at their Lee and Lee Fashion and Tea event this past Saturday. We had a grand time. We had an awesome, awesome time. Styles by Yama, did all of the West African apparel. When I tell you, the girl is bad. Even the outfit, if you go out on Facebook and look, I posted the outfit she made for me the same day. That very day of the event, she made that outfit for me to actually MC in. So everything that we wore, my co-MC had on a piece made by her. Everybody had their clothing on that was made by her. They had everything from casual wear all the way up to elegant wear. So I'm telling you, Styles by Yama. You definitely want to be out on the lookout for that, for her styles. And thank you again for every sponsor. Thank you to Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, to recording artist Eric Mayweather, to 321 Stop Bullying, Unique Expression by Design, Third Heaven Sound, and Vincent Lynch, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. Thank you to each and every one of you. God bless you for sowing into the fertile soil. And guys, we will be back same time, same day, next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys. Remember, you are God's unique treasure. And don't let anyone tell you anything different. Love you guys. Have a blessed week.